Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Stephen, with a V, sent me a crazy story out of Australia. And this is a variation on a theme we've talked about before, but that is just the oddities of what can happen with modern banks and modern banking. Great-grandfather loses $71,000 in one click after mistakenly transferring the cash to a stranger who now refuses to return the money, and the banks can't help him. He faces losing his home. Widely reported, including by 9now.9.com in Australia, as well as the Daily Mail, an elderly man is at risk of losing his home after he mistakenly transferred $71,400 to the wrong person. He meant to send it to the company that had moved his house onto his block of land. So we recently talked about moving houses too. Different story, but a lot of things suddenly coming together here with this one story. So they moved his house. He tried to send them the money and accidentally sent it to somebody else. And now they're saying, we didn't get paid. And someone else is gone with the money. Gordon Layton is an 88-year-old great-grandfather from Bundaberg, Queensland, in Australia. Sent the money from his ING bank account to an ANZ account on June 14th. He didn't realize he'd saved the ANZ account under the wrong name and mistakenly sent the money to a different person who has allegedly refused to hand the money back. Now, he and his daughter realized the error within 3 hours, but it was already too late. The money was taken out by the recipient on the same day, and both banks have now told Mr. Layton there's nothing they can do. So the first bank says, well, that's where you told us to send it. Second bank says, yeah, you put the money in the account, the guy took it. What can we do for you? He told A Current Affair, obviously, I wasn't pleased. In fact, I was really pissed off that this guy had taken the opportunity to say, well, I'm not giving it back. Bugger you. Now, I think in other countries, that's a little harsher than it sounds here in America. The man who allegedly stole the money has now been charged with a crime, believe it or not, and is due to show up in court and face those charges. Meanwhile, the daughter of the man who did this received the details from ING after asking for an investigation, with records showing that the bank didn't try getting the money back until a day after the transfer. So they say that they realized the mistake within 3 hours, ran back to the bank and said, hey, cancel that, stop that, do what you can. They said, there's nothing we can do, but didn't actually try to do anything for another 21 hours. And that is what makes you wonder. She says for some reason they didn't act for 24 hours, and that seems to be a contributing factor. To make matters worse, the company that moved the man's house is now threatening to take legal action to receive the money they are owed, and the great-grandfather says, yeah, actually, they've got a point. I haven't paid them. I owe them the money. This guy's an upstanding guy, and says, look, I'd like to pay my debts. I tried to pay my debts. I failed. It was a mistake on my part. He admits that openly. It was his mistake, but it does seem like there ought to be some kind of recourse here. As a result of the sudden loss in money, he's been unable to fix up his house, which currently has no running water, and he stays with family or he sleeps in the shed. This is an 88-year-old pensioner's money. That means if we don't get it back, my father has to sell his house to pay the debt. And how is that fair? And that would be ironic if he just sell the house to pay the people who moved the house. It's become evident that the ANZ did try to get the money back, but the funds had already been moved out that day, and they had to ask the unintended recipient's permission to get the money back, and of course, he said no. So, meanwhile, the daughter said she's disappointed the banks were unable to help. For the man himself, he says he just wants the thousands of dollars to go into the right hands. I don't want the money to come to me. He was trying to get the money to somebody else. So, I want the money to come to the people that transferred the house, transfer that to here, and put it on high blocks for me because that's where it belongs. An ANZ spokesperson said the bank has been working with police on the incident, and they do not publicly comment on any specific customer details. However, they are aware of this matter and have been working with both customers and relevant law enforcement on a regular basis to try and recover the funds for the man and assist the police with their inquiries, they said. When a bank notifies ANZ of a mistaken payment, we trace the funds and endeavor to recover them from the unintended recipient. This is now a police matter, therefore we cannot comment any further. An ING spokesperson said, unfortunately, Mr. Layton sent the money to the wrong person who has an account at ANZ. When we were alerted to the mistake, we sent a recall request to ANZ, but they were unable to return the funds to the ING account. So the big question, there's two of them, big questions, plural. One is, how soon did the bank actually take steps to try to get the money back? Did they wait 24 hours or did they actually jump on it when they're notified? That does seem to be a factor here. Second factor, of course, is what does the law in Australia say with respect to somebody having money accidentally put into their account? Can you just take that money out and spend it? And I've done stories on similar situations here in America. And a lot of people say, Steve, if the money's in my account, it's mine. I can do whatever I want with it. Well, I understand that might be what you wish the situation was. But in most places, they're going to say the money was accidentally put in your account. It's not yours. And they can then take it back. And I've heard of people who were prosecuted for taking the money out of an account after it was inadvertently placed there, and they spent it. In fact, recently, we've seen stories in America of people who were prosecuted for that. And so I don't know if there's a similar law in Australia. It sounds like there might be, because they said specifically that the man who took the money out is now facing charges. And the question is, does he still have the money? I did the story recently about the woman who embezzled a couple $100,000 from her employer and caused the company to go bankrupt. And she got sentenced to a couple years in prison and ordered to pay the money back. Well, we all know that's illusory. She ain't never paying that money back because she hasn't got it anymore. And it turns out that in her life, the only way she ever actually made any money was stealing it. So unless she can find another job that she can rip off from, she's probably not going to be able to pay that money back. So if this guy who got the money, $71,000, put into his account and then he took it out quickly, did he take it out and just hang on to it? Or did he take it out and spend it on something stupid? And of course, spending money on something stupid is in the eye of the beholder. So, but it's a crazy case, and I certainly hope it gets straightened out. And it's sad. What I really wonder about, though, is they refer to the name on the account, And I wonder if it was simply a bank account number that was close, or was it actually assigned to a name? And, you know, I've bought real estate recently. I'm talking about in the last few years. And when you buy real estate these days with wire transferring the money, we've all heard of stories where people were ripped off because somebody hacked into the email accounts at a bank or a mortgage company and discovered someone who's about to do a closing. And they very quickly hijack the emails and send the person a note that says, wire the money here. And of course, they're having the money wired to a bank in another country. The money gets wired there and it disappears, and now you can't recover it because it turns out that the banks of Singapore aren't as friendly as the banks of Michigan or Ohio. And so in the case where I bought real estate in the last few years, I actually went to the bank with the wiring instructions in my hand that were sent to me by the closing company. Okay. And we actually all stood around and called the closing company on the phone to confirm that the piece of paper I had in my hands was correct. We dialed the number and spoke to somebody that I knew because I'd spoken to them, and they confirmed, yes, those are the correct things. And then the bank goes, okay. And the guy then walks that piece of paper over, does what he does, and comes back to the closing company on the phone and goes, can you confirm you got the money? And I'm not sure exactly how long it takes, but the point is that we weren't working off of emails for fear. And this is just unfortunately one of the costs of doing business in this day and age, is that it could be that I could have instructions in my hands, wire your money here, and those instructions came from somebody else who hacked into an email account. So crazy stuff is happening these days. When you're wiring $71,000 to somebody, you got to be very, very careful. And again, I don't know if the guy had a number, like he switched two numbers, or what. They mentioned the name on the account as if it might be a name similar to the name he's trying to send it to. I don't know. But unfortunately, he's trying to do things the modern way, and that's where things got screwed up. Presumably, if he'd cut them a check for $71,000, or certified funds or money order or something, cashier's check, bank check, something like that, it would have gone well, would have gone better. But of course, nowadays they'd say, well, you know, it's going to take a couple days for that to clear and blah, blah, blah. So, but it's a terrible story. I hope it works out for the guy. I will update you if I find out. Steven, thanks for sending it. And thanks for spelling your name the correct way with a V. Just kidding. Daily Mail and 9now.9.com all ran it. Great-grandfather loses $71,000 in one click after mistakenly transferring the cash to a stranger who refuses to return it because the banks can't help. He faces losing his home. Horrible story. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Stop worrying about the potholes in the road and enjoy the journey.